Thank you for listening to the Kim Komando Show. This is for the weekend of April 16th, 2022.
Now, I'm sure you know about IMDb. Well, IMDb is turning into Freevee. What's going on here? You probably forgot about IMDb. It's owned by Amazon now. It's a place where you can watch shows and movies. But there are some commercials, but the commercials aren't as bad as, say, just regular standard network TV. But now Amazon, if you think about it, they have the streaming services covered. They have Amazon Prime, no commercials. And then their new Freevee has commercials. And their Freevee shows that you do see on what used to be IMDb's. Now Freevee, I know it's so confusing. Well, they do have ratings. But just be careful of any movies that are rated 3.14. You know why? They might be pirated. Get it pirated. Oh, boy, that was a really bad joke. I am so sorry. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, to America's most listened to show about all things digital. It's the biggest show. It's your most trusted source for all things digital, as I like to say. And you can find us on over 425 great stations throughout the United States. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And we're streaming as a podcast, a webcast, commercial-free, anytime you want to get it, 24/7, over at GetKim.com. And a special thank you and salute goes out to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio, serving more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. Get the Kim Komando Show. Don't you love that? I do. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, that's 1-888-825-5254. All right, let's start with five things that you need to know about tech. It's happening right now. And, oh, honey, did the power just go out? Yeah, I know. A scary alert from multiple government agencies came out this past week following the discovery, they say, of malicious cyber tools capable of just taking over complete access to industrial systems. Okay, what does that mean? The alert came from the Department of Energy and Homeland Security, along with the FBI and a National Security Agency. Okay, everybody is involved. But, you know, these are the type of things that you don't really hear about on the network news. The alert didn't get into specifics, but all signs point to the malware being in question, being developed and backed by what other country? Anyone? Anyone? Yes, Russia. It was initially configured to target natural gas and electric power stations all across North America. It's one thing to lose power for an hour or two, but what if it was a day? What if it was a week? What if it was a month? Now, again, it's probably Russia. After the retaliation against the sanctions, of course, since they invaded the Ukraine in February. Now, the fact that this alert has been issued is a good thing. The malware has been found, and hopefully it's dealt with. But wait, you know, there's going to be more malware coming, and so you need to do your part. Keep your operating systems up to date, your routers, your apps, your phone, whatever you're using. Make sure that everything is all up to date. And while you're at it, you might want to get a generator. I have one. All right, number two, Elon Musk did exactly what I said that he would do. That's right. Welcome to the Hollywood-style hostile takeover. Elon Musk is going after Twitter. All of it. Yeah, if you go back a month, Twitter stock was about $33 a share. Then Elon Musk was like, I think I'd like to buy some of the company. Yes, 9% of the company, billions of dollars. He was asked to sit on the board, and then he accepted it. And then within about 36 hours, he resigned. Why? He had a plan, and it's game on. Musk is offering shareholders $54.20 per share. See the 420 reference in there? Yeah, that's for pot. That's $43 billion in cash. And then in his offer letter, Musk says that in its current state, and we can only assume that he's talking about banning people and there's really no free speech on Twitter, that he needs to fix it. Now, people on Wall Street, they're a little skeptical. Musk is worth a little bit more than all of us, $265 billion. So the only thing that's really stopping him is if the shareholders refuse to sell. And he's offering them an 80% increase from the original share price. So would you refuse this? Okay. The board of directors, they say they're considering the offer. But meanwhile, a major Saudi prince and a whole bunch of other folks are saying, no way. And so all this, Musk is still tweeting along. And I don't know if you know this, but any tweet that Elon Musk puts out, he has to have it approved by legal counsel. Yes. I like this one. He's always so funny on Twitter. This guy, Scoobs, on Twitter writes to Elon Musk, is there any reason that most of the landings appear to have happened so far at night? Okay. And Musk tweets back, it's much easier to control the CGI that way. Okay, I'm sure people believed him. Number three, drones are hot. Drones are very, very, very hot. You know, we've been hearing about drone deliveries from Amazon for so many years. You know, get your package in as little as 30 minutes, and it has to be under 5 pounds, under 10 pounds. So maybe we're talking about a pair of socks or some hairspray, whatever it may be. Well, 10 years and $2 billion later, yes, that's what Amazon has invested in their drone delivery service, Bloomberg says there are some major issues. Listen to this. They looked at internal documents, government reports. They spoke to former employees, current employees, and it seems like there's a lot of technical challenges and also safety concerns. At least 5 drones have crashed during test runs, including one. Listen to this. In Oregon, it plummeted 160 feet to the ground, sparked a fire that took over 25 acres. Wow. I mean, talk about disappointment, especially for Bezos. He's not Amazon CEO anymore, but this kind of stain on the legacy is enough to make a drone man cry. Ooh, I know. But there are drone deliveries happening in Dallas. And if you're listening to the Kim Komando Show on KRLD in Dallas and you have gotten a few drone deliveries, I'd love to hear from you. Just give us a call and tell me exactly what that experience was like. I mean, what were the good parts? What were the bad parts? I'd love to know. All right, number four, you're not going to believe this about your spam filters, partisan spam. That's right. Now, you've heard by now, we have so many complaints that social media websites favor liberal viewpoints and then pushing down conservative posts. But have you ever thought about your email? I mean, are we so politically polarized that even your email spam filter can't be trusted? Well, get this. Researchers at North Carolina State University's Department of Computer Science, they conducted an in-depth study of Google's email, Gmail. It's used by 1.5 billion folks worldwide. So it's a pretty big footprint, right? The study found, see if you can guess, that Gmail favors liberal candidates. That's right. It allows most emails from left-leaning politicians to land in the main inbox. See, what happens with Gmail is that it tries to filter your spam automatically for you so you don't have to deal with it. Now, more than 2/3 of the email coming from conservative-leaning candidates gets marked as spam by Gmail. Now, this whole study investigated Gmail, Outlook, Yahoo over 5 months and during the 2000 elections. And while Gmail leans left, okay, what do you think Outlook and Yahoo does? Yahoo and Outlook, they lean right. And I know what you're thinking. It's politics, Kim. It's just all spam all the time. Number five, talk about having a catch. Okay, we've heard the horrible stories about catfishing. You know what that is. These people, they create these fake accounts on social media or dating apps. Then they target someone. They gain their trust. They say, oh, I will love you for a long time, forever and ever. But I just need to have, say, $1,000 for an airline ticket. I can't pay my rent. It's like $500. I need my medicine. I'd love for you to come see me. I have all this money that I need to get out of my country, and I have selected you out of all the billions of people on the planet to help me. What you don't hear is a catfishing story with an actual happy ending. It all started when a Florida woman by the name of Nicole Hayden, she replied to an Instagram direct message from somebody supposedly named Marcus. Wow. Marcus is good looking, let me tell you. They started chatting more frequently, and it wasn't long before he said, you know what, we should get married. I just adore you. I can't believe that I met somebody like you. And at that point, she's like, wow, we haven't even really met in person. This is a scam, and I'm going to totally block you. But then he popped up again on Nicole's WhatsApp account, threatening to post Photoshopped nudes if she didn't pay him. Yeah. Okay. He even threatened to harm her 2 kids, but she stood her ground and she didn't pay. And the scammer went away and that was just the end of it. Ah, but then there's the twist. A few months later, she was starting to see this guy's picture as a suggested contact of hers on Instagram. But his name wasn't Marcus. His name was Alessandro. Yes. And it was a real account. So she sent him a message. She's like, dude, your photo has been used by someone trying to scam me. And he said, yeah, I know that. I mean, my picture's a favorite among scammers attached to 100 of fake profiles, and there's not a lot I can do about it. They kept talking and talking and exchanging messages and pictures and good things like that. And eventually, they met in person. And guess what? They've been dating successfully, and they love each other, and all thanks to a scammer who didn't get paid. But I wonder if she ever sits back and thinks, is this a good relationship for the long haul, or am I just clickbait? Really.com. All right, coming up in just a few moments, all right, we're going to answer that question that has plagued so many people. What is the best location for your router? What is the absolute best location? And also in our digital security tip, we're going to talk about a listener question. Oh, my gosh. You know, I do read every single email that I got. So I received an email from a top fashion photographer, and I'll tell you more about it later on this hour, but he's legit. I mean, I checked him out, checked his IP address, found out where he lived, and it all checked out to the phone number that he left, the email address, the website, did a Whois search. Anyway, this guy has, I'm not going to say his name or where he lived, but he has done photographs for all the big names that you have heard as far as the top models. And his question to me was, I take beautiful nudes of my wife. Where can I store them online safely? We're going to be answering his question, as well as we have all of your phone calls here on this Coast to Coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder that if you ever have a question for me, I love to get your questions. The best way to do it is to head over to komando.com. That's with K, of course. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says email Kim. And I'm the only one that reads your questions, and then we answer them on the site or here on the show. And I'd love to hear from you. As I mentioned, coming up in just a few moments, the best location for your router if your Wi-Fi is just a little wonky. And how about we start this hour with Mark in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Hello there, Mark.
I really appreciate the newsletter and website, one of the trusted areas I go, and I don't know what to do with tech.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. That's awesome. That's awesome. So what's going on with you?
So about a week ago, I get this crazy text late overnight, and my wife gets my phone, picks up my phone, and sees a message, and that message is a pretty big, heavy solicitation with a photograph of somebody thinking I need to have a new relationship, and that I should be reaching out and taking care of all my needs through this person. So
lucky you.
No idea where it came from, no idea. It didn't even have a direct link, just the phone number.
Okay.
So it took about a day for this to come up. My wife catches me at dinner the next night and says, so what's going on? And I'm really stumped. She, are you having an affair? Are you doing this? Are you soliciting things online? Because I saw the text, and I said, what text? And I hadn't seen it. And so she left it there. I opened it up, and I was like, oh, yeah, that would be – that would be really bad. Now, first of all, it's a 20-something model, and I'm retirement age, let's say.
Okay.
And maybe not in the best shape, and all the other pieces that go, you got to be kidding me. That's not something I've done, not part of. And, of course, it's been, you know, really difficult getting through that aspect of just, you know, saying it's really not me. It came randomly.
She doesn't believe you. She just thinks that does she think you're fooling around on the side?
Well, that was the initial. I think we've since, you know, we've been married such a long time. We've talked through it. I think we're in better standings. And I think it's still in the back of her mind. And I kept saying, let me try to prove it. I first tried to check the phone number that it came on, and it appears spoofed, as in it doesn't have anything recollecting. It's not a regular one that I've done it before and said, oh, yeah, here's 10 people saying, you know, this is a bad number. But this one had nothing to it, showed somebody within a couple or the number within 100 miles, so it, therefore it looked like it was local enough.
Let me tell you, here's the deal, okay? I get them too, all right? I think every once in a while, one just kind of slips through the spam filters over with the major wireless carriers. Obviously, it's not something that you solicited. And if you want me to talk to her, I'll talk to her and tell her that, you know, it's just this is just the state of the entire internet industry is that is that, you know, they know that you're going to read a text and they know that you're going to be, you know, on your phone 24/7 and it will get through the spam filters and it is a spoof number. But it's something that we just all have to deal with. And when we deal with it, you know, you block the number, you see how it works. But I would tell your wife that you spoke with me, and I'm happy to talk to her, Mark. I mean, if you want to set up a time where I talk to her directly and just tell her that, you know, Mark's a great guy. You've been married for, what'd you say, 40 years. You know, move on. Don't let your marriage be disrupted by some piece of spam text that actually got through the carrier. And Mark, go buy her some flowers just for the heck of it. Because when's the last time you gave her flowers, that lovely bride of yours? And thank you so much for your call. Stay right where you are. We have more of your phone calls and more tips that you never want to miss here on the Kim Komando Show. All right. So your home Wi-Fi is slow. It's annoying. Well, it could just be because your router is just not in the best place. I mean, for starters, what you want to do is always make sure that you put your router as high as you possibly can and maybe put it on the top of a bookshelf. Because here's the deal. Radio waves, they shoot the signal downward in all directions. You can always change the antenna, though, on your router so the signal only goes one way. I mean, like, for example, if your router is in the garage like mine, there's no sense having the signal just shoot out to the driveway to inside the garage, right? So what you want to do is get a new antenna. Now, another thing to keep in mind is that household objects that also emit a wireless signal interfere with your Wi-Fi, your microwave ovens, your baby monitors, your security cameras, anything that's Bluetooth-enabled, even low-voltage lighting. So what that means is that you don't want to put your router anywhere near there because then you're going to get some interruptions. And finally, avoid the major Wi-Fi blockers. I'm talking about brick walls, cement walls, metal. And sorry, you know what? The fish tank. Yes, the fish tank. You know why? Because all the fish are great, but it blocks the signal. All right, coming up in just a few moments, we've got our digital security tip that you never want to miss. And this week it's the answer to the question, where is the safest place to store your naked pics? And it's a real letter from my listener mail. And back to the phones we go with Jim in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hello there, Jim.
Hey, Kim, how are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for your call today. What's going on?
Well, I have a trip to Europe, specifically Italy and then Spain for 2 weeks. And I switched from a major phone carrier to a smaller one to save money. The downside of that is the carrier I'm currently using does not offer Europe service to Europe. And so I wanted to find out the best way to have a phone service in Italy and Spain.
Wow. So you're going to be that's awesome. Are you excited? I'd love to go to Italy and Spain.
I am very excited. 1 week is paid by the company. I want a trip, and then the second week is on us. We're going on a cruise. So
what? You want a trip? Excited. How'd you win the trip?
I was very fortunate and blessed. It was it's sales, basically. So I was very, very fortunate.
Well, that's terrific. So you're talking about 2 weeks. And there's nobody around you could borrow a phone from with that has a SIM card. You don't have an old phone laying around.
That's possible for security reasons. I want to have access to internet and data and text and talk and all that.
Well, so you'll see. You have a couple of ways to do this. Is that if you can find an older phone, or if you can borrow an older phone from somebody? I mean, there's so many of us that if you said, "Hey, do you have an old phone I could borrow?" They'd be like, "Oh yeah, I have. It's not the latest and greatest, but you're welcome to it." And then what you can do is you can buy a SIM card just for Italy, and then you'll buy another SIM card for Spain. And that's an option, and that's the least expensive way. Or you can go on the international data plan and carrier plan, and that normally runs anywhere from, say, $5 to $10 a day. Now, as an option is that you can actually rent a phone. And there are a couple of sites where you can rent phones to take them. You can take them into different countries. And that, I mean, you're not going to get, like, the latest iPhone. Well, you could get the latest iPhone. Let me back up. You could get the latest iPhone if you want to spend, like, $45 a day to rent the phone. But that becomes pretty costly, doesn't it? Okay.
It's kind of expensive.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, what do I do with that? So if you're just looking for like a basic phone, you know, something to take pictures with, something like you said to text, security reasons. If something happens, you can call emergency service or whatever it may be.
Right.
You're probably looking anywhere between, say, as low as $2.50 a day, maybe as high as $8 a day. And so that okay. that may be an alternative to finding a phone, getting a SIM card, doing all that other stuff. And then, of course, you do need to have a you need to have like a carrier plan with this. But still, it's going to be probably the least expensive route would be, like I said, to find a phone, rent a phone, you know, or pardon me, borrow a phone from somebody. And then if you can't do that, then you come into these places that where you can actually rent a phone. They have names like TravelCell.com, Cellular Abroad. And I'll post some links for you over inside the Commando community. And what that means, you go to Commando.com. And when you're there, there's the Q&A forum over on the left-hand side. And that's where I post the links. Because this way, you know, it's so hard to give these things out on the air sometimes. We was like, oh, you know, it's like one website sounds like another one. And oh, by the way, when you do rent these phones, you just rent them online. And then they mail you the phone. And then they give you a little bag to return the phone. When you get back, it's actually easy breezy. I've done that myself. And safe travels, Jim. Ciao to you. Au revoir. Whatever you want to say. Bye-bye. All right, it's time now for our security tip of the week, and this week is brought to you by Total AV. Now, you know by now you can't trust everything in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. I mean, Checkpoint Research recently discovered 6 antivirus apps spreading malware. It takes over your phone, actually steals your banking details. So instead of just looking at the reviews and hoping for the best, check out my trusted pick for complete device protection. I'm talking about Total AV. It's received the renowned VB100 Award for detecting more than 99% of malware samples for the last 3 years in a row. So not only do you get protection from the latest threats, but TotalAV's AI-driven WebShield browser extension blocks dangerous websites automatically. Plus, you can cover up to 5 devices under a single plan. So whether you're on Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android, just install the easy-to-use app and you're protected. That's it. But you have to go to this address because otherwise you're going to pay more, right? And we don't want to do that. ProtectWithKim.com. Once again, that address is ProtectWithKim.com. And you're going to get an exclusive introduction rate of $19 for the first year. So that's $19 for all 5 devices, right? That's crazy. That's over 85% off the regular annual price. So head over to ProtectWithKim.com. Once again, ProtectWithKim.com. So yes, it was a letter in my listener mail. Guy's a renowned fashion photographer. When I mean renowned, all the big names. And I'm not going to give out a lot of details because I don't want to out him. But he lives in a major metropolitan area, and I checked out his IP address, and I checked out his phone number, and he's legit. And he just wanted to know where's the safest place to store any type of naked pictures that he would be taking of his wife. I mean, it's, you know, maybe something that you want to know about too. So we counseled with the best IT experts, sat down with John and Jeremy, our IT geniuses, and said, you know, what exactly can you do? Their advice was to avoid public digital archives that hackers can invade. I'm talking about Google Drive, iCloud, and Dropbox. And what you want to do is use a cloud service that comes with a private encryption key. That means only you know how to unlock the content that you put there. And it just so happens that our sponsor iDrive checks that box. Encrypting your private photos, it's easier than you think. When you go to iDrive, you want to select private key encryption. We've got the steps over on the website. And if you don't want to use iDrive, and you're going to save 90% if you use promo code KIM, there are some other ways that you can compress and encrypt images. Like, for example, you can use a free service like 7-Zip. These are zip files, right? We've used to use these for so many years. And they're pretty different because you can encrypt them. But first, you have to compress them. And then the files should be saved when stored on another cloud service because no one can open your pictures without the encryption key. Now, you can also use your iPhone's native notes and look for the lock note feature. It's a little bit clumsy, to say the least. And if you're trying to share pictures, you want to make sure that you password protect the images. You can also compress and encrypt photos on your Android. So if you head over to commando.com and hit the link that says Kim Show, it's at the top of the page, of course. And that's where you can kind of walk through. And we're going to show you all the steps on where's the safest place to store. Maybe it's not your wife's. Maybe it's somebody else's naked pictures so that somebody can't really get them and download them. And again, it's a really interesting question. And I do read every single question that you send me, really every single one. And in case you want to drop me a note, it's really simple. Head over to commando.com, and in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says email Kim. All right, still to come this hour, we're going to talk about how you can save your text messages. Oh, and also the most common dangerous spy apps on your phone. And, of course, we have more of your fantastic phone calls here on the Kim Commando Show. All right, we text a lot. We text with our friends and family. We text with business and associates. And now you probably have some text messages that you just, you'd hate to lose them. Well, you don't have to worry about that because there's actually really easy ways for you to save your text messages. Now, first, if you're on Android, I'm just going to tell you, there are just tons of apps that promise to save text messages. I mean, if you go over to the Google Play Store, you're like, save text messages, it goes on, the list goes on and on and on. Now, the one that I recommend is called SMS Backup. You'll find SMS Backup in the Google Play Store. Now, if you're on an iPhone, you have a couple of different options. You can have your text saved with your iCloud account. You can just turn it on, go over settings, and then turn on iCloud. Make sure that you're not saving your text messages only on your computer, though. You want to make sure that you check the iCloud backup. And if that becomes too confusing or you're not on iCloud, there's an app to backup text that works on both iOS and Android. It's called iExplorer, and that's with the letter I. Now, if you need any of these links or the exact steps on your iPhone, Android, or iPad, just head over to commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com, of course. All right, just want to let you know one thing, that if you're not already getting our daily tech updates, these are really great. They've grown over 300% in just a few months. And every single day, you get two 60-second podcasts. One is a daily tech update, and then the other one is a digital life hack. And so wherever you get your podcasts, just search for Commando with a K, of course, and then make sure that you sign up for the daily tech updates and our digital life hacks. Let's see. We have Nathan in Missouri. Hello there, Nathan.
How's it going, Kim?
Good. Welcome
so
to the
good
show.
Good to hear from you.
Well, thank you. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to take an opportunity to thank you so much for the robot vacuum that you got for me for my classroom. It's done a really good job. In fact, what just happened yesterday, I had a student drop a cracker on the floor, and another student quickly grabbed it up and said, "I'll eat it."
Oh, nice. Okay.
And I said, "You'll be glad to know that I ran the vacuum this morning."
Excellent. We love that. Now, just so, because I remember that you called in because you wanted to know which robotic vacuum to get, because I guess what, all the custodians, they're no longer in the school? Was that correct?
No. Well, I mean, they have difficulty getting all of the things done.
I see.
And because they're short staffed, and I don't know for whatever reason, but I had been before school every day coming in and vacuuming my room sweeping before I got the vacuum. But now when I get to school every day, I hit that button. And get it to run the vacuum for about an hour, and it does a pretty good job. It's just easier to maintain.
I'll tell you, I love the robotic vacuums. I mean, I do. I mean, I will tell you, I think these are like, my brother-in-law came over to our house, and he's like, "Dang, Kim, I don't think your floors have ever been this clean." I'm like, "I know." Okay. I mean, I just say, "Hey, Alexa, tell the Roomba to vacuum the kitchen." And then she says, "Would you like the Brava Jet to mop afterwards?" I'm like, "Yes, as a matter of fact, I would." I mean, it's like one of those things in tech that actually truly works. And Nathan was a recipient of our Commando Show Random Acts of Kindness. And Nathan, thank you for giving a call back and letting us know how it's working out for you. And if you ever think that you should have a random act of kindness from us regarding your tech, you can always drop me a note over at commando.com. All right, back to the phones we go with Paul in Dallas, Texas. Hello there, Paul.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Fantastic. How can I help you today?
Well, first of all, I'm really excited talking to you. I'm one of your biggest fans.
Well, good. I like that. I like big fans.
All right. Me and my friends, we created a small charity organization back in Zambia, and I've been asked to see if I can come up with a website. So I want to throw in three words in there. We're looking at something simple, inexpensive, but very secure.
Okay. Well, you've come to the right place.
I'm not sure what...
You've come to the right place. Okay.
Right.
You know, nobody wants to earn a computer programming degree just to open a website, right? I mean, that's just...
Right.
Nobody wants to do that. And so I assume that on this site you want to give information and you want to accept donations and start collecting addresses for newsletters. I mean... Does that sound like something that you want the site to do, or is there anything that I missed?
No, that's perfect.
Okay, good.
That's right on point.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the good news is that, you know, over the years that we've developed a way for people to have websites after they have, you know, you buy the domain and all that other stuff, and you can actually buy the domain from them too if you want. Is that you use, you're going to use templates. So just like there are templates for resumes, there's templates for websites. And so companies like Wix and Squarespace and Weebly is that you can go to their site and you say, I want to have a nonprofit. I want to be able to, and they'll say, do you want to accept donations? And then you kind of, you personalize it. So you're going to take off their generic photo and you're going to put your photo in there. You're going to say whether or not you want the donations to go through PayPal or whatever it may be that you want to use. And then you can start collecting, email addresses. So then you get into email marketing. And then you can do slideshows that further describe what this nonprofit's doing in Zambia. And you can ask people for, you know, maybe some ideas or whatever it may be that you want to do. But the whole thing is that you can have all this for probably – you know, I would say for about $20 a month. And,
okay.
And so it becomes very affordable. But more importantly, Paul, is that, you know, you don't have to sit there and say, gosh, this doesn't look good on a phone. You know, this doesn't look good on a tablet. Oh, my gosh. I sure hope nobody's going to be using Firefox when they visit our website, because everything's already all done for you so that this way, you know, that everything works across the board. So to get you started... I'm going to post some links through some web services like Wix and Weebly. And so this way, at least you can get familiar with it. And then as you start developing your website, if you have any questions whatsoever, I'm always, always here for you, Paul. And thank you so much for your call. All right. As promised, let's talk about some of the common dangerous spy apps that might be on your phone right now. I mean, let's begin with weather apps. Some like the Weather Channel, AccuWeather, MyRadar, they are very good. But others like Good Weather, spyware. Almost all the flashlight apps are spyware too. You know, only use the flashlight app that came with your phone. And then there are other innocent looking apps, but you know that they're tracking you. I'm talking about DoorDash, Instagram, Facebook, Messenger, the Ring doorbell. And then there's also Tinder and Grindr. And so here's the deal, is that when you have apps on your phone, you want to use them cautiously. And if you're not using any app, just remove it. Get rid of it. And you want to stay right where you are because we have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour of the Kim Komando Show you don't want to miss here on the West Star. You know, people just don't want them. I mean, I don't want them. Google Glass, I'm talking about. It just failed. I did try Snapchat's glasses. You know, they failed too. And now Meta, yes, formerly known as Facebook, they're actually coming out with their own AR glasses. They say a pair of phone-paired smart glasses nicknamed Hypernova is going to show notifications through a small display, and we expect the glasses to be here in 2024. Now, Zuckerberg sees them as crucial, and he wants these AR glasses to represent an iPhone moment for Meta. An iPhone moment is a launch that just shakes up the industry and then redefines a company. So think about these glasses and Facebook, you know, now Meta. Okay, they would see and track everything that you see, everything that you touch, everything that you do. But, you know, Meta is a good name for Zuckerberg's company when you think about it. Why? Because he never met a company he wouldn't sell your data to. Mm-hmm. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. That's right. You can find the Kim Komando Show streaming in your favorite radio app, and you can find us on over 425 top stations. And you can also get us as a podcast, a webcast, whenever you want, 24/7 over at getkim.com. And, of course, you can hear us on the American Forces Network Radio. I love this. And a special thank you goes out to all of our servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, and the Space Force who are protecting our great nation. We really appreciate all of you here at the Kim Komando Show. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. All right, let's start this hour with five things you need to know about consumer tech that's going to keep you up to date, make a difference in how you use your devices, what you buy, what you sell, what you spend your money on. And then there's also how you spend your money. Amazon wants you to do something totally different. They don't want you to go to the store anymore and pull out your credit card and then put it right into the machine. Or even if you are using mobile apps like Apple Wallet or Google Pay, Samsung Pay, and you just have to tap your phone, which I think is just amazing technology. Amazon wants you to wave your hand over a palm reading scanner. And then there's also another way that people are going to be paying for things in the future. It's invasive. It's a tiny $300 microchip that's implanted in your hand. Yes, that's what I said, a $300 microchip that's implanted in your hand. It's a Polish-British company called Waltmore. Now, once implanted, you transfer funds into a digital wallet app. Then you're all set to buy goods at most businesses around the world simply by holding your hand over a typical payment card reader. So you don't have to take your phone anymore. You just put your hand right there. Wow. The new chip, they say, is popular, already having been purchased by 200 people. It's only available right now in the UK, Switzerland, and countries in the EU, the European Union. Even if you check that box, you still have to travel to Poland to actually get the procedure to implant this microchip into your hand. It's about the size of a grain of rice. They say it takes 25 minutes to get in there to be painless. My pro tip, I wouldn't be the first one to get it. I think we need to wait for this. And according to surgeons, implanting something into a person's hand without making it hurt, it's not that difficult. It's just all in the wrist. All right, number two, Amazon isn't the cheapest, and now even more so, you need to make sure that you're paying attention. My brother-in-law was telling me a story. He bought a table, and then he went on to Amazon. It was $79, and then he went over to Target. The same table at Target was $48. Things are about to get worse. I don't know if you noticed, but Amazon prices, they've been going up and up and up and up and up. And now some sellers, Amazon's going to be charging them a 5% fuel and inflation surcharge. Okay. Just to let you know, what's happening is that sellers will get hit with this 5%. So they're going to raise their prices to make up for the 5%. Now, other sellers who are selling maybe the same item or something like it, they're going to say, wow, we can raise our prices too. And if you don't know this going on, you'd be like, wow, why am I broke? Okay. So like anything that you're planning to buy, be sure to shop around, compare prices, different retailers. Use the browser extension Honey. We have more information about it over at commando.com. But here's a little fun fact for you. In fourth quarter profits last year, profits for Amazon hit $14.3 billion. Okay, $14.3 billion, one quarter. Wouldn't that be something to make? Which is roughly double the income from the same time period from 2020. And then, of course, don't forget Amazon Prime's going up. Prime Music's going up. You know, I went to the gas station to put air in my tires the other day, and they wanted to charge me $2. And I was like, why are you charging me? I thought this was free. And the guy said, that's inflation for you. Get it? Inflation. That was a really bad joke. That was bad. Okay. Number three, another heart-healthy wearable is coming. Back in 2018, the Apple Watch Series 4 was announced. Everybody was so excited because it had the FDA-approved electrocardiogram that monitors and sends notifications if an irregular heart rhythm is detected, which could be a sign of AFib, right? Well, Google-owned Fitbit, they also have had continuous heart monitoring the past few years, but they didn't have that rhythm checking, ECG, EKG, whatever you want to call it. But things are changing. Fitbit just received FDA clearance to use an algorithm in its watches that passively checks for signs of AFib. And then their algorithm, according to Fitbit, has a 98% accuracy rating, which is huge. But here's the deal. This is not necessarily an advantage for Fitbit over the Apple Watch. If you have an Apple Watch, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, it doesn't last like 12 hours, maybe. The Fitbit lasts anywhere from 4 to 10 days on a single charge. That's right, 4 to 10 days on a single charge versus the Apple Watch. Apple, you got to get your act together, okay? I mean, you know, 10, 12 hours on Apple Watch, it's just not long enough. Number four, how's your blood pressure? A future version of the Apple Watch could soon tell you, but you're going to have to wait a little bit longer. This rumor mill has been swirling around for years and years and years. We thought we were going to have it in the fall with the Apple Watch Series 7, but it didn't happen. So the expectation has shifted to the Series 8 that's set to arrive later this year. But we're not sure if it's going to happen then either. Per Bloomberg, they are saying that Apple has run into some problems during development, specifically getting accurate readings. It's a little surprising when you think about it. Maybe it's not the reading. Maybe you're just getting an alert if you are experiencing hypertension. They say that these developments are bad enough that blood pressure monitoring isn't going to show up until the Apple Watch in 2024, a couple of years from now. Now, let me tell you, I'm not a doctor, but I'm always skeptical of people that or things that are taking blood pressure because, you know, sometimes you just have to take all this with a grain of salt. Finally, number five. Gosh, this is just a crazy story. It is. I mean, I had to tell you about it because it's one of these stories you're going to actually want to sit down and tell your family about it. So everybody's all excited about the metaverse. You know, the metaverse is a virtual place for all of us to go. So if we don't want to live inside the real world, is that we can go into the metaverse. And so you'll have an avatar. And you'll be able to work there and have fun there and play games. And maybe you'll have NFTs, those non-fungible tokens, hanging on the wall. And so we're all going to just get rid of our physical being and then live in this meta world, this metaverse. Well, now there's a new metaverse coming out. You can live your life as a virtual bird. That's right. You don't have to be a person in this meta world. You can be a bird, not just any bird. You can be a pigeon. Hopefully you're not a pigeon living in the New York City metaverse. You fly around. You get to see other pigeons, which are avatars of real people who want to be pigeons just like you. Every single pigeon looks the same. There's no snazzy in-app pigeon clothes. There's no pigeon diamonds or watches to buy. No way for you to make your pigeon stand out. You're just another pigeon. Okay. Who dreams of these things? I mean, what are, like a couple of nerds who have had too much tequila say, hey, I got an idea. We're going to have a pigeon metaverse. That's what we're going to have. You can't chat with other pigeons. You just coo at them and they coo at you. That's it. I know the suspense is killing you. I know you can't wait to download this app and be a virtual pigeon. Right now, the app is only available in Japan, but hopefully it's going to come to the United States soon. I can't wait for that. One of the other notable features, the birds in the pigeon metaverse, they don't echo at all. It has something to do with the advanced acoustics. you didn't see that one coming. I knew it. I knew it. All right, let's talk about your house and your safety and your security. What does US News, PC Mag, and Popular Science, what do they all have in common? Well, they all rank SimpliSafe Home Security as the best home security of 2021. And US News just named SimpliSafe as the best home security of 2022 as well. And here's good reason why. SimpliSafe, they just protect your whole home. I'm talking about every door, every window, every room, with just the best 24/7 professional monitoring in the business. They have this comprehensive set of sensors and cameras. They have the new wireless outdoor camera security cam. You know, and start thinking about these sensors. You can put them on your gun safe, the medicine cabinet. So if anybody opens it up, you're going to be instantly alerted. And with SimpliSafe, you know exactly what's going on both inside your home and outside your home. They have the video doorbells too. At less than a dollar a day, no long-term contracts. And you get 60 days risk-free. So hello, what are you waiting for? You can set up yourself in around 30 minutes, and they have live customer support. That's right, just a phone call away, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You can customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes, but you have to go to this special address, simplysafekim.com. Once again, that's simplysafekim.com. If you go today, you can claim a free indoor security camera plus get 20% off with interactive monitoring. You know, this is really something. I don't know how you live without a home security system. I really don't. I don't think I could sleep at night and my SimpliSafe system wasn't turned on. Go to simplysafekim.com. Once again, that's simplysafekim.com. All right, still to come, of course, this is the second hour of the Kim Commando Show where we get to play brand new or not true. And this week is especially difficult. I'm just going to give you a warning right now. And coming up in just a few moments, how you can get the latest movies, shows, and audiobooks for free. Because I don't know if you've looked at your streaming service bill lately, but wow. I mean, if you thought you were going to cut the cable and you were going to save a whole bunch of money, but then you signed up for, let's see, Peacock, Disney, Hulu, Apple Plus. I mean, the list just goes on and on, doesn't it? I mean, Stars. I mean, you know, when you want to see all these shows, is that suddenly your bill is just like getting it out the roof. Well, what if I told you, and I'm going to tell you more about it, on how you can get the latest movie shows and audiobooks absolutely free. And of course, we have all of your fantastic phone calls here on The Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. And if you're not already getting the free Kim Komando Show newsletters, oh my gosh, what are you waiting for? Head over to komando.com/subscribe. And what's really great is that now you can pick which newsletters that you want. I consider our breaking news alerts and our tips essential. Just essential. But if you want Windows or Android, you want smart home tips, Apple tips, whatever it may be, is that now you're able to customize the newsletters. So you can only get the newsletters that you want. And you can also customize this so you only get the content that you're looking for. So we can personalize that just for you. We've done a lot of work in the background to make this happen. So head over to komando.com/subscribe. Even if you have just one newsletter from us, is that you have your own newsletter account with us. And so if you're brand new, go ahead and sign up for the ones that you want. And if you've been getting our newsletters for a while, we want to make sure that we're only delivering you the newsletters that you actually want to read. So head over to komando.com/subscribe, and that's where you can set your preferences. And how about we start this hour with Ava in Nashville, Tennessee. Hello there, Ava.
Hi, Kim. I'm such a big fan of yours, and you're such a great teacher, and I feel like I'm a failure as a student.
No, you're not. What happened?
I actually figured out too late that, and thousands of dollars later, that I've been being scammed by this outfit who are claiming to be tech support. About 2.5 months ago, I was just working on my computer and the screen went black, and this little window called Supremo came up, and this has happened now 4 times in the last 2.5 months. And the Supremo window flashes on, and then it grabs the cursor, turns the screen black, and one time it grabbed the camera, and next thing I know, I'm looking at the inside of my living room.
Okay.
All right.
So
it really freaked me
okay,
out.
Okay. So did you click an ad, or did you Google a tech support number, or did somebody call you? What happened?
After the first blackout, I called my tech support. Got some automated message which says, "Okay, we'll call you back." And immediately, I got a call back from, I don't know if I'm allowed to say.
No, don't say who it is. That is okay. Well,
people are.
Yeah, but here's what I think. How much money did you lose, April?
$10,500.
Oh, God, that hurts.
It hurts a lot. I mean, I'm, you know, as a disabled veteran, I'm, you know, I on a fixed income.
Oh,
this is awful. And
was it on your credit card? Was it on a credit card at all?
No, it was on a check.
Oh.
And they scanned it.
Okay.
They scanned the check from my printer.
All right. So what we need to do is make sure that they're still not in your computer. Okay. And this is something that I can't really do over the phone with you, that I want to see if I can get somebody who can walk you through this, or I can get somebody to come over to your house and do it with you in person, okay? Because I want to make sure that there's nothing else that's on your system, that they don't have their dirty little paws into your passwords. Number one, you're going to have to make sure you change all your passwords, okay? And make sure you do two-factor authentication. I also want you to file a complaint with the Internet Crime Complaint Center. That's the FBI. It's i3c.gov, And they do look at every single case that gets sent to them, Eva. So I'm going to point you in that direction, too. But the big thing is, oh, I'm so sorry you lost so much money. That is just – it makes me sick that that happened to you.
I'm sick. I feel like I've been stalked. I feel like I've been, you know, victimized inside my own home.
You have been. And you have been. You have. You absolutely have been. I mean, that's exactly what has happened. And we need to make sure that this doesn't happen to anybody else. So I'm going to do some homework. I'm going to find somebody who I can trust to either walk you through this by phone or actually find somebody to come over to your house and make sure that we have everything all secure. And thank you for your service to our country. Now, it's an honor for me to serve you. And I'm going to make sure that we get these jerk faces. Absolutely. Hey, stay right where you are. We have Brand New or Not True coming up. And Brand New or Not True, it's America's national radio game show sensation where you can play along at home as a home listener, home viewer, or maybe if you're getting us as a podcast. And it's up to you to decide which of the three products is true, because two are fake, one is real. And if you notice, I don't give out any product names because, well, some people have been known to cheat. Yes, even in their own home, they're cheating, which we don't want you to do. So once again, I come up with all these tech products because they're just crazy products when you look inside the tech industry. So remember, two are fake and one is real and Brand New or Not True. And joining us is our very special guest contestant today is Bob. And Bob is in Iowa City, Iowa. Hello there, Bob.
Hey, hi, Kim. How are you doing?
Good. So you're feeling smart today?
As smart as usual, which isn't saying too much.
All right. So what do you do there in Iowa?
I'm semi-retired. I do some real estate projects and do a little work for an online Bible college.
And what do you do for the Bible college? What exactly?
Well, all kinds of stuff. I develop programs, mainly classes in theology and mainly classes in business.
Oh, well, that's awesome. Well, so just to remind you that if you do win, oh, I know, it's you're going to get a Kim Komando Show fanny pack. I know. It's a big prize.
All right.
It is. Okay.
Cool.
Are you ready to play?
Oh, let's do it.
Okay. Product number one. When the pandemic hit, we were suddenly all became aware of what, Bob? Germs, right? Nasty germs.
Sure,
germs,
yeah,
all around us. Well, welcome to the world's first next-generation disinfectant. No UV lights for us. It's a triple transducer. It offers more powerful cleaning at a microscopic level than compared with ultrasonic cleaners. So from your veggies to your phone case, not your phone, though, this baby just works. You put your item in the water, and then there's a small triple transducer. In a few minutes, all the germs and bacteria, the dirt, just sent, gone to the bottom of the bowl. 75,000 sound waves impacting per second. They say it eliminates 99% of all the dirt, particles, bacteria on the items. But it's not going to help your pizza. You know why, Bob? Because what do you call it when someone spreads germs all over your pizza? Do you know what they call that?
What?
Little sneezers. All right, sorry. $189.
Right.
Okay, product number two. It's happened to me, and I'm sure it's happened to you, Bob. You're asleep in bed, and then you hear this strange noise, right? You don't want to get up and put yourself in danger. What if it's some crazy burglar? So now what you can do is send the world's first intelligent security robot with advanced sensors and AI algorithms. You give the robot on wheels paths throughout your home using the app, and afterwards, it can independently navigate and drops itself right in the charger when it needs it. Now, when you see something on your phone, you get an alert. It has night vision, and the robot has two-way radio. So as it's going around the house, you can say, hey, who are you? I'm calling the cops. But the robot has an attack mode. That's right. It will spin around in circles. A laser comes out and shoots in all directions. It's stunning. $199. Finally, product number three. You can't carry a robot around with you, but you can carry pepper spray. We've all seen pepper spray, but now we have the number one, the world's first smart pepper spray. So it's a pepper spray that is attached to your phone using Bluetooth. And so when you use the pepper spray, It will send out text alerts and continuous tracking to people on your emergency contact list. It has optional professional monitoring. The spray gets 25 burps. It's refillable. It's rechargeable. It has a finger grip. It has a key ring. It's a smart pepper spray. Now, you know, some people bring pepper spray for self-protection. You know, others may carry a gun. I bring Goo Gone for sticky situations. $49.99. All right. So you got these three great products here, Bob. You've got number one is the triple transducer to eliminate germs. Number two is the robot security that is going to tell you and get the crazy burglars out of your house. And number three, you have the smart pepper spray. So which of the three products is the real product?
Wow, Kim, the security robot, I've seen actual videos of that. Military has that. And the pepper spray, I do hike in the mountains, so that would be kind of interesting for bears. But I guess I will go with the security robot.
The security robot. Okay, Bob in Iowa is going with the security robot. What do our panel of judges say?
The smart pepper spray connects via Bluetooth to the free Saber Personal Safety app.
It's actually a great idea, isn't it?
Loaded into the app.
Yeah, you have to check it out for mountain hikes.
Okay,
for bears.
So let me get this straight. So you're going hiking and there's bears?
Yeah, I'm from Colorado and I have relatives in Colorado. So when I go there, I like to hike up in the mountains and there's not a whole lot of bears around, but I have seen some on occasion, luckily from a distance.
Yeah. Now, what is, I mean, I don't know this. So what are you supposed to do if there's a bear? I mean.
Well, the best thing is to have some pepper spray around. And they're fast, so you really can't outrun them. You can try climbing a tree if there's a tree around. And they can climb, but if you're up there and you're kicking them in the face, they kind of usually don't want to waste the effort. So,
well, that's good. You know what? I had a bear once. Well, I'll tell you what happened. Is I was in Yellowstone, and I was teaching my son Ian how to skip rocks. You know,
yeah.
Okay, just you know, just like a little like you know mother son bonding moment. And
sure. And
there was a hill there, and we were down by the creek. And so I hear people like screaming something, and I can't really make them out. And then Ian says to me, he goes, "What are they saying?" I said, "I don't know." And he says, "No, I think they're saying something." And then all of a sudden I heard bear. Okay.
Oh.
Okay, so I grabbed Ian like a football and then ran up the hill. And then I saw it. It was a big bear, and they said it was on its it was on its back legs with its claws up in the air.
Oh my gosh!
And so, but I'm really glad that I didn't turn around and see it because I think I probably would have like you know been in shock. I didn't turn around. I just grabbed my son and said, "Okay, up the hill we go." Okay,
great. Yeah.
So,
man, oh man,
I didn't. I was not being bear aware, so to speak.
All right. Yeah.
So, what's on your mind? How can I help you out?
Well, this is kind of weird, but I was doing taxes a couple weeks ago and downloading income tax forms from IRS.gov, which I've done for 10, 20 years.
Sure.
And after I downloaded 10 or 15, and every once in a while I'd open one to make sure I got the right one. And the last two, I opened one of the last two, and I couldn't open it. And on my computer desktop, when I download them, it has a red PDF on the file. And I looked at the file, and the red PDF was gone, and there was a black symbol, which I found out was like the logo of a company.
Right.
And I couldn't open it. And it said something to the effect, that I needed an on-demand component to open the file. And then it had a little thing on the side. It said NCH software, and it said you have to press this button and we'll install Doxylon, which will open your file.
Okay.
And I did not install it, thank God, but I Googled the NCH and the Doxylon, and it had all kinds of bad news. It's like malware. It's horrible
well,
stuff.
Well, you know what? The company had a bad reputation for years.
Yeah.
Because when you do a download, they also had these drive-by downloads, too, that they would put like junk into your browser. They redirect your searches and your news and stuff.
Yeah.
Now, supposedly, they cleaned their act up. I don't know if they did or not, but it becomes a bit of a nightmare to get this off your system once you have it. So that's where you need to come up with a third-party installer. It's not malware. It's not a virus. It's just a bad piece of software, okay?
Yeah, it's horrible.
And so so what you want to use is something like Revo Uninstaller. I've used that myself for years. It's what John and Jeremy, our IT geniuses, they recommend too. So let me put some links together for you so that this way you can get you can get it off your system because that's
wonderful.
We don't need that. And just because you're such a great guy, I'm going to give you a Kim Komando Show fanny pack just for playing.
Oh, thanks.
Yes.
All right. Appreciate it.
Okay, so when you're
I can use that when I'm hiking.
I was just going
to
say that.
Put my mace in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. I was just going to say that when you're hiking around, you can go ahead and tell everybody, "Hey, I was on a national radio show. I played Brand New or Not True." And they'll say, "Oh, so you're Bob from Iowa? Yes, that's me. Do you want my autograph?" And they'll say, "Nah, you're not that famous." Bob, thanks for your call today. We'll put some links over inside the Komando community. All right, this week's Digital Life Hack you definitely want to check out. I can't go through all 10 ways that you're trying to save money, but you're actually wasting money here on the air. But like, for example, you're buying the cheapest charging cables you can find. We're going to tell you how to get low-priced alternatives but not get taken. Maybe you forget when the trial period of your streaming service runs out. What can you do about it? Set yourself a reminder. Which, speaking of, maybe you're signing up for too many streaming services. That would be me. You're paying for apps that you don't need to, that you don't use. And also you're paying for things like Microsoft Office and Photoshop. You can get that for free. And also impulse buying. Paying with a debit card is also a big mistake. What a lot of folks are now doing is that on Amazon, because they make it so easy, put the stuff in your cart, wait 24 hours, see if you still need it, and then buy it. You can find links to all 10 of these over at Komando.com. That's Komando.com. And when you're there, hit the link at the top that says Kim's Show for everything that you need to know that I just mentioned. And still to come this hour, we have more of your phone calls and how you could end up in a porno video and not even know it here on the Kim Komando Show. All right. I know you're listening to the radio, but let's just talk for just a moment about podcasts, because we put together these fabulous podcasts. I mean, they really are good. I mean, in my humble opinion, of course. We have Tech Refresh. That's your weekly fun show, as I like to say, about all things digital. And Allie's on board and Ben and Matt. And we talk about, you know, the fun stuff, the news. We give you tips. Matt tells us what's trending online. And you really should check it out. So wherever you get your podcast, make sure that you get Tech Refresh. And then we also have Kim Komando Today. That's every day of the week now, Monday through Friday is Kim Komando Today. And then we have the Daily Tech Updates and our Digital Life Hacks. So the bottom line here, wherever you get your podcast, just search for Komando.com. Just search for Komando with a K, of course. Back to the phones we go with Mike in Des Moines, Iowa. Hi there, Mike.
Hi, Kim. How are you today?
I'm fabulous. What's going on?
Well, actually, I'm new to stock trading, and my question for you was, what can you do to protect yourself from hackers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good question, right? I mean, I don't want anybody in my
right.
don't want anybody in my account. First of all,
right.
decent passwords, right?
Right.
VPN. Make sure you have
right.
all the system updates. Then you take it one step further. You know, but you know about two-factor authentication, right?
No, I guess I'm not familiar with
okay.
that.
Okay. What happens is on your trading accounts, you're going to set up something called 2FA, two-factor authentication. So if anybody tries to change your email address or your password, you're going to get a special six-digit on your phone number as a text message. So the whole idea is that who's ever trying to hack into your account, that they won't have your phone accordingly. They won't have your phone. Right? So, but the problem is with the, just using that is that if you lose your phone, well, then you just if they do two-factor authentication to get that text message, is that now they have access to all your accounts. So what you can do on your stock trading accounts is that under two-factor authentication, you're going to use something called the Google Authenticator app. And what that is that is an app that has more levels of protection so that if somebody does get your phone, that they won't be able to get into your accounts. And you can select that normally under the preferences. But it gets kind of step-by-step-y. So what I can do is write all this up for you because it's hard to give out steps on the radio.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying, Mike. It's like, okay, go here, go here, go here. You know, it's like, okay, missed that one. So let me write all this up for you because it's a great question. Maybe we'll even make that our security tip next week, is about how to really lock down your accounts to make them really hard to get into, make them really robust. And, Mike, thank you so much for your call, and thanks for understanding that sometimes we just can't give out the steps, but I will definitely write it up. Make sure that you get our tips, newsletters. If you don't already get that, head over to commando.com and you can sign up right there at the top of the homepage. All right. There's a scam you should know about. It starts with a DM, a direct message on your social media account asking if you have a video call. If you accept the call, you could end up in a porn video. What? Yes, it's a frightening twist in deep fakes. And in the scam, when you accept the video call, the shysters capture your face so that they can put it on somebody else's body. Usually that someone ends up on a porn site. Then they threaten to share that porn video that you didn't make. It's terrible, isn't it? But it's sure like you did. And then all your family members and friends and coworkers, they say they're going to share it with them unless you pay up. And usually you have to do it within 15 minutes. So unlike many other scams, this video will really be shared with whoever they can share it. So the bottom line here is never accept a video call with a complete stranger. And you want to stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed hour coming up that you don't want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network. Okay, here's a product that you thought you never really would have heard about. In Japan, they've come up with, are you ready for it? Electric chopsticks. I kid you not. They connect to a little battery. They open and close so you don't have to do the heavy lifting. Now, there is just a little tiny problem when you lift the chopsticks up to your mouth. They say you might get a little shock, but they say it's going to make using chopsticks a lot easier, which reminds me, I don't know if you heard this, especially if you're a Star Wars fan. What did Obi-Wan say to Luke when he saw him struggling with chopsticks? Do you know what he said? Use the fork, Luke. Yes. And you see, just an example of the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. You can find the Kim Komando Show streaming in your favorite radio app. Of course, we're streaming as a podcast, a webcast, commercial-free over at getkim.com. And you can also find us on your radio station. We love that. Over 425 stations from coast to coast carry the Kim Komando Show. And we're also on the American Forces Network Radio. Thanks to our servicemen and women in the Army, the Marine, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, and the Space Force who are protecting our great nation as I speak. All right, let's start this hour with five things that you need to know about future tech to give you a glimpse on where everything is headed. And let's talk about cars. Let's talk about the Ford F-150 Lightning. It's Ford's all-electric full-size pickup. And I don't know why I want a Ford 150 Lightning. I just know that I want one, and I'm on the list. Ford CEO tweeted out this past week that it's time. That's right. The Lightning strikes on April 26th at the date for launch, signaling when all the deliveries are going to start beginning. The standard battery gets 230 miles on a charge, 300 miles with the extended range pack. The Blue Cruise, hands-free driving on highways, just got a lot of tech built in. Four-wheel drive goes 0 to 60 about 4 seconds. Tows up to 10,000 pounds. Massive touchscreen infotainment display on it. But here's the deal. If your home has a power outage, the truck becomes a generator that they say can keep everything on for up to 3 days. You know, that's just so smart, isn't it? Wow. Okay. Now, if you do want the Ford EV truck, it's going to be really hard to get one if you don't have a reservation. As for me, I'm so excited. I don't know why, but I'm super excited. When Ford first announced the truck, I had no idea how badly that I wanted the Lightning. And then it struck me. Ooh, okay, moving along. Number two, the space travel industry is ballooning. Yes. So instead of going to space in a rocket strapped to your butt, would you go in a balloon? A company based at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida called Space Perspective is building the spaceship Neptune capsule. Wow. A 650-foot hydrogen-filled balloon. And they revealed this past week what the space lounge and the capsule is going to look like. Calming environment. Yeah, I would think so. 360-degree views, even in the bathroom. Yes. There's a bar where you can get a glass of champagne, mood lighting, music. It's all very luxurious, onboard Wi-Fi. Not that big, a pilot and eight passengers. It's still a balloon. So it's a pretty slow trip to make the 18-plus miles to the top layer of the atmosphere. 2 hours up, two down, 6 hours, they say, total, because you're going to be there for at least a couple of hours. Tickets cost, wow, you ready for this? $125,000. Wow. And the first launch in 2024 is already sold out. And now, meanwhile, in Arizona, Worldview Enterprise is developing its own balloon. It's going to launch in 2024 as well. A ticket only costs $50,000. So guess which one has the fancy mood lighting? Number three, notification changes. This coming June, we have, what, every year, Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference. And because it's this year, it's going to be iOS 16. And that's always what the deal is. The WWDC is when Apple announces their new software that will work on new hardware that's coming in the fall. Now, there's this guy online, a guy by the name of Mark Gurman. He's an analyst. He has a decent track record for getting his hands on some leaked information. And without getting into specifics, he said there's not going to be a wholesale redesign of the iOS interface, but changes are in store, especially with notifications, new health tracking features, additional metrics like better sleep tracking, workouts, maybe even an app that reminds you to take your medication. Power reserve mode is going to come on your Apple Watch, disables everything but the clock. Word is that Watch OS 9 is going to be at least make a dent in how awful the battery is in the Apple Watch, because after all, it's about time. All right, number four, Amazon's walkout tech is coming to MLB. Do you know what this Amazon walkout tech is? It's pretty phenomenal when you think about it. It's rolling out at some Amazon Go and Fresh locations, Whole Foods and Starbucks. And now it's coming to Major League Baseball. It's a technology that allows you to buy things. There's no cashier in the store. There's no real checkout system, so to speak. You just pick up what you want, and then you walk out of the store. That's why it's called Just Walk Out. Anyway, it's coming to two food and drink stands inside Minute Maid Park, home of the Houston Astros. And it relies on artificial intelligence, computer vision sensors. Now, when you're walking in, you do need to insert your credit card into a special reader, and then you get shopping. You pick something up, it gets put into your virtual shopping cart. If you put it back on the shelf, it's removed. This is pretty remarkable. And instead of waiting in line, just leave the store once you have what you need. The credit card that you scanned when you walked in is actually going to be charged for your purchases. And so now Amazon is licensing out this technology to third-party retailers. So as we start seeing this technology being used more and more, it's going to be more ubiquitous. But if you think about it now, we don't necessarily need to carry a wallet. We don't carry our keys anymore because now we can use our phone to open our car and our doors. It truly is a whole digital life that we're living. And I'm so glad that you're here to be part of it. Finally, number five. Show me the money, the meta money. Well, first of all, just a quick rehash about the metaverse. It's that virtual place where you're going to be living. And so instead of having like real doors and real windows and talking to real people, you're going to be talking to avatars. And you're going to be an avatar. And when you get hungry, you're going to eat in the metaverse. Of course, you still have to eat as a real person. When you want to play games, you do it in the metaverse. You want to go shopping in the metaverse. And that's Facebook's parent company is Meta. Okay, so when you're going into this whole metaverse is that you're going to need to buy things. So now we're going to get people who are selling things in the metaverse. I hope you stuck along with that because Meta is going to say you can sell things in our virtual world, the metaverse, but because you're in our metaverse is that we're going to take a 50% cut. Yes, a 50% cut. Company announced going to be letting a select number of creators sell virtual assets, anything from art to real estate. And Apple charges developers a 30% fee for in-app purchases in the App Store. That's a lot. But now they say sales made through Meta that's going to have a hardware platform fee. Wow. Oh, my gosh, 50%. So if you're going to be selling anything in the metaverse, Mark Zuckerberg, make 50% of whatever you give. A word of advice for anyone planning to sell items in Zuckerberg's digital world. Meta, get a second job. That's all I'm saying. All right, coming up in just a few moments, how you can have Amazon call you when you're having trouble on their site. And, of course, we have all of your phone calls and more of me, Kim Komando. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder, if you ever have a question for me, I'd love to hear from you. And I read every single email that you send. Head over to komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. And in the top right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. Coming up in just a few moments, an insider secret about Amazon, if you ever need help from the site. And how about we start this great hour with Shane in Charleston, West Virginia. Hello there, Shane.
How you doing? Yes, I had a question about, I want a smart deadbolt lock that to where I can buzz people in and out of my house.
Okay. Out of your house?
Yes, yes. I got run a second business, and I got contractor, my people coming in and out and getting keys to vehicles and keys to equipment.
Oh, I see.
But I'm at work full-time, and I got to, you know, keep my full-time job. So, but I want to know who's coming in and who's coming out at what times and everything.
Well, you know, it used to be years and years ago, Shane, that if you called me with this, that I'd be like, well, you know, you're going to need to hire a contractor. We got to get some cameras. We're going to have to run some cables, you know. And, you know, fortunately, that's not the case anymore. And I just, you have decent Wi-Fi at this house?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Okay. What we're going to do is you're going to put together a couple of components that will work seamlessly together, okay? And I don't need you to write anything down because I'm going to send you links to these products, okay? And it's similar to a solution that John, our IT genius, put together for me at my house in California, is that we had a gate and we have wanted to figure out, like, who's coming and going. And if I'm not here, I need to be able to open the gate. You know what I mean? It just becomes a bit of a hassle, right? And you don't want to call your neighbors because they'll only do that once or twice for you before they say, well, yeah, you know, we love you, but not that much, okay? So the first thing you're going to get is a Ring doorbell, okay? And it's powered by a traditional doorbell. And have you ever seen a Ring doorbell?
Yes, I have. And right now, before we get started, I got a Blink camera system throughout mine.
Okay,
all the way around
right.
my house.
That's good. You know, that helps too. Okay. Well, with the Ring doorbell, what's really fabulous is that whenever anybody's at the doorbell, you're going to get a notification. Okay. And then it's gonna say, do you want to open the door? And then you can open the door. In addition to that, you can talk to them. Say, hey, I'm sorry, I don't recognize you, or you're not supposed to be here today. You're supposed to come tomorrow. So you can have a full conversation. And then the recordings are kept unless you want them, say, longer than a week, and then you're going to have to pay. Okay. Then what we're going to do is install a smart lock. And then the smart lock replaces the inside part of the traditional deadbolt lock, but it leaves the doorknob part always unlocked. And that works the same way, is that you're going to be able to go to your phone and you're going to tap and say unlock it or whatever it may be. You know, in addition to that, you could give people codes. So if you know that John is okay and he's going to come every day at 10 a.m., then you can say, okay, let John's code work between 9:50 a.m. and 10:10 a.m. Get my drift?
Yes, I do.
And so it gives you a lot of different flexibility between the two. So, I mean, you could use the Blink camera so that this way, if you don't want the video doorbell, you could just use the Blink camera because you can actually see who's there. And then maybe they can send you a text that they're there, or maybe you get a notification that somebody is at the front door, which would make a lot of sense. So maybe you don't need the Ring doorbell. But the August Smart Lock is pretty sweet, and it does a fabulous job of allowing you to set all these schedules, to lock the door, unlock the door. And you can do it all remotely, just do it all on your phone. I mean, technology, this is one of those things in technology just totally, absolutely works. Shane, I'm going to put some links for you inside the Commando community. That's commando.com/community. And then there's a link to the Q&A forum over on the left-hand side. All right, so let's say you're on Amazon.com, you're having trouble finding something, you're having trouble figuring out how to return something else, is that there's a special link that you can have Amazon call you so you don't sit on hold. They just put in your phone number, and then they'll call you, and then you get a representative right on the phone, and I'll put that link for you over at commando.com. It's really something handy just to have in your bookmarks, which, speaking of, if you're not going to commando.com every single day as a bookmark, you're totally missing out. Stay right where you are. We're talking to Allie, our crypto gal. You don't want to miss that here on the Kim Commando Show. All right, let's talk about if you're tired of paying for all the streaming services. Maybe you don't even need one. All right, it sounds too good to be true, but there's an insider secret to getting the latest movies, shows, and audiobooks for free. Yes, no charge. I said free. How does this magic happen? Well, if you have a library card, you may not know this, but you have access to a great free streaming service. You get movies, but you also get free music, free audiobooks, ebooks, comics, and TV shows. You can enjoy it all on your computer, your tablet, your phone, and even your television. Now, titles can be streamed immediately, downloaded for later. And let me tell you, it's not the junky old stuff that nobody wants to watch. And you don't even need to go to your physical library anymore. You just enter in your library card number into the streaming services app, and there are two. Hoopla is one. Canopy with a K is the other. Both have apps to check out. Once again, it's Hoopla and Canopy. All right. So we're going to be talking about NFTs, non-fungible tokens. And joining us is our very own crypto gal, Allie Seligman. Hello there, Allie.
Hello, Kim.
So here's the deal. NFTs, non-fungible tokens. Okay. Did you hear about Jack Dorsey this past week? Because everybody's talking about Twitter. So Jack Dorsey, he actually sold the first tweet that he did on Twitter a few years ago as an NFT. And he was bought by, they say, a crypto entrepreneur, a guy by the name of Sina Esteve. I probably mispronounced it, and I'm sorry about that. So the guy gets a digital copy of the first tweet that Jack Dorsey, one of the founders of Twitter, did. This guy, Sina, paid $2.9 million for it, $2.9 million. So this past week, he goes on to Twitter, obviously, and says, listen, I am going to sell this NFT to the highest bidder. And I'm fully expecting that I'm going to be making a lot of money off of it. And as a matter of fact, let's say, for example, somebody buys it for $50 million. I will donate $25 million to your favorite charity. So the guy puts it online. It goes to auction, goes to bid. Remember, he paid $2.9 million for this. $280.
No.
That was the highest anybody was willing to go. Of course, he said at that point, he was like, well, maybe I don't want to sell it. Maybe I'll just, you know, keep it for a little bit. So he paid $2.9 million, and the highest he could get was $280.
Ouch. Yeah. That is pretty rough on the old investment portfolio.
So definitely we don't want to go to Sina Estevia, whatever his name is, for any type of financial advice, right?
Indeed, indeed. Today we've got a little mystery crypto theater. I've got a mystery for you. So in NFTs, in crypto, in this whole world, a lot of people operate anonymously. Now, nothing is truly anonymous because everything is written down in the blockchain. You can go back and see every transaction. But it's not like people's real names are attached to most of this stuff. And that makes a lot of sense, right? If you've got, you know, a picture on your computer worth millions of dollars, you probably don't want people knowing who you are.
Exactly.
Because what if they came to your house? So people keep this stuff pretty quiet. It's pretty anonymous. Now, first, we're going to start with a little history lesson. Who remembers the story of the Medici family?
Oh, yes, I do.
Probably no one.
No,
right?
I do.
Yeah. You do?
Yes. Yes. Oh,
good for you. The Medicis, they were this wealthy Italian noble family.
Yes, in Florence. They were all over. Yes.
Yes, they were. Four popes came from the Medici line. They married into all these European royal families. And perhaps the most well-known was a guy named Cosimo Medici. He was kind of the patron of the family, and he was a patron of the arts. He actually had a museum. Okay, why am I telling you about this guy from 15th century Italy? Well, that name, Cosimo Medici, it actually popped up again on a Twitter account last year. And it was someone who owned about $15 million worth of NFTs,
wow.
Digital art.
Okay.
So this brand new Medici, a new patron for the arts, right, in this new digital age. Well, this person owns 8 CryptoPunks. These are these little pixelated, some are guys, some are gals. The most expensive one sold for $23.7 million.
Oh, my God. See, you know what? I always have trouble wrapping my head around a digital piece of art that you can't really hold or touch. And Control-C, Control-V, copy-paste.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think about it like it's the digital seal of authenticity. I own this. I'm the one who really owns it. You can make a copy, but I own the real one. And really, for what it's worth, a lot of people do get, especially with these more expensive pieces, they do get real prints made of them. So you could have your NFTs in your house. That's cool. So right now, by the way, the cheapest CryptoPunk you can buy, about $194,000. Okay. He's also got a bunch of Bored Apes. Those are the monkeys. You've probably seen one because people like Jimmy Fallon have one,
yes.
Gwyneth Paltrow. Those are the ones. Lots of celebrities have them. Shaq has one. The cheapest right now you can get a Bored Ape, $333,000.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So this Twitter account, for months, he's posting about his new investments, the new pieces of art he's buying, spending a lot of money. In the crypto world, we call this a whale, right? Somebody with a ton of money, a ton of investments, they're really in it.
But he's going by this
Cosimo Medici
name. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
And then he starts to hint, hey, you might know who I am.
You know what? He didn't like being anonymous. You know what? His ego was starting to get to him. Like
there you
wait,
go.
You know, I'm not getting any credit for being this smart whale.
Exactly. And it makes sense, right? If somebody has millions and millions of dollars to spend on this stuff, there's a chance that we might know their name. We might know who they are if they've got all this money. And then last September, the big reveal comes. It wasn't Elon Musk. It wasn't someone in tech. It wasn't Kim Kardashian. It was not Kim Komando.
No,
was
it, you, wasn't
right?
Me. No.
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 It was, of all people, Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg?
The rapper Snoop Dogg is Cosimo Medici. Yes. He tweeted from the Cosimo account, I'm Snoop Dogg, had a whole explanation. And then from the official Snoop Dogg account, I am Cosimo Medici. And you better believe, as soon as he revealed himself, people started sending lots and lots of NFTs featuring a certain herb to his wallet.
What would that be?
It's oregano?
Yes, not quite. You know, it's a little like oregano, kind of.
Well, it doesn't end there. Another Medici account actually popped up. This was a woman, Bianca Medici, and in her profile it said, I'm the granddaughter of Cosimo Medici.
Oh.
And then she started showing off some really expensive NFTs. And then Cosimo, Snoop Dogg, tweeted, hey, you might know who Bianca is. Okay. All right. And then she revealed herself too. Not another rapper. This actually was a woman with a three-letter name, not Kim.
No.
Right?
No.
Still not you?
No. Sorry.
Is actually the singer Sia. And
oh my gosh, you're kidding.
No, and if you don't know who Sia is, she is pretty darn popular. One of her albums actually hit number one on the Billboard charts a few years ago. And, you know, when I think about celebrities and NFTs, I think about people like Kim Kardashian.
Right.
Remember her and the whole Ethereum Max thing?
Yes.
She got paid between $500,000 and $1 million to tweet about a new cryptocurrency that lost 97% of its value.
You know, and I felt so bad for people who followed that, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's really, she's just worth like way too much money. I mean, you know, $500,000 to her is probably like, you know, $50 to us, right? I mean, she doesn't need the money. It's not going to make or break or change her lifestyle. But for her to like go into these scammy crevices of the crypto world, it's really bad.
Well, right. And then the people who say, wow, maybe this could be the way that I make a bunch of money, they put who knows, maybe they put all their savings into it and then lose it. And it's really sad. She got sued for that, by the way. So, yeah, watch out. Now, Snoop Dogg and Sia, though, they're doing something else. They are actually really into this world. They know about the art. They know about the technology. And I think it's pretty cool. It's not this same kind of scammy, you know, buy this thing because I'm telling you to. That said, do not take investment advice. Do not buy the NFTs that these people with millions and millions of dollars can buy.
Right.
Because they don't care if it goes to zero. It doesn't actually mean much to Snoop Dogg if his ape isn't worth any money. But for people like me and you, that'd be pretty darn bad, right?
Yes.
If we spent a ton of money on these things.
We would not want to do that.
We really would not. So as always, do your own research. Only buy things that you believe in. And with anything crypto, only spend money that you're willing to lose.
Which is always, always very important advice. So let me ask you a question. What do you call Snoop Dogg on Mount Everest? What do you call Snoop Dogg on Mount Everest?
What?
The highest place on Earth.
That's good. That's right. Now they know what the herb is.
Yes, exactly. Fascinating stuff. NFTs. Now you have, don't tell me what kind of NFTs. I don't want anybody to know. But you, how many NFTs do you have?
Oh, a couple dozen. I don't have a ton, and I've kind of bought and sold and got rid of things. But I've got a few that are worth a fair amount of money because I got lucky. A lot that are worth nothing.
Yeah.
So, which is kind of how things go.
Well, maybe we should do like a Commando NFT. What do you think?
Ooh, I think we could.
We can try that. Well, thank you, Allie. That was a really interesting story. Now we all know. Now we can follow some of these, and we'll be like, hey, now somebody talks about it, you're like, oh, I knew that. Knew that.
Snoop Dogg, yeah, super into NFTs.
Really, exactly. See, we're totally on that. Thanks, Al. Thanks for joining us. It's time now for us to do a great tip here on the Kim Komando Show. And this week is brought to you by iDrive. Protecting your most valuable data, photos, videos, and important business documents is crucial. That's why I look to iDrive Backup for their safe and secure cloud backup. Just don't take my word for it. Year after year, iDrive wins awards from the leading tech publications. Most recently, TechRadar gave iDrive its number one spot for the best cloud storage solution for 2022. It's just so easy to use. It's affordable and includes generous storage. And iDrive can be used to back up all your devices. It's great. Your PCs, your Macs, your servers, your smartphones, and more. And it does it all into one account. With their military-grade encryption, state-of-the-art security, you can rest assured that your data is safe. Automate your backups. Never have to worry about losing access to your important data or running out of space. Plans are fabulous. They start at less than $7 a month. We use my name, Kim, at checkout. You're going to get 90% off of the first year. Just go to iDrive.com. Use my name, Kim. iDrive.com, promo code Kim. All right. If you use a laptop or desktop computer, it's super annoying when you get a text and then you have to pick up your phone to view it or reply to it because you're sitting right there, okay? It's super convenient to have your text messages show up right on your laptop screen or your desktop screen. And now I have an insider tip to make that happen. If you're using a MacBook or an iMac and an iPhone, on both devices, just log into the Messages app with your Apple ID. Now you can read and reply to text using your Mac, and those messages will also appear on your iPhone. Now, if you're using Windows and you have an Android phone, from the taskbar, I want you to search for the Your Phone app, and then you're going to link those two together. And aside from being able to just look at and reply to your text messages, whether you're on Windows and Mac, you can also make and receive calls on your laptop or your PC, too. It's just really, really just a smart way for you to start streamlining things. Still to come, we have more of your phone calls, and then later on, is somebody snooping on your phone when you're asleep? There are some ways to find out here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, if you're not already getting the current newsletter, I think it's one of our hidden little gems that you can get for free over at Komando.com. It comes out on Saturdays and Tuesdays. There's no ads, and it has exclusive links, exclusive news, and some tips and some... Let's see, we have a piece of trivia in there or something funny at the end to make you laugh. And you can see a sample and you can sign up right now over at getthecurrent.com. Once again, that's getthecurrent.com, getthecurrent.com. All right, let's go to the phones and say hello to Carl in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And Keith, thank you for your call. Hi there, Carl.
Hello, how are you doing, Kim?
Fantastic. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was going through some drawers and stuff around the house, and I discovered I've got hard drives and stuff. I've been in electronics for a long time, My first computer was an 8-bit processor. It was a Commodore PET.
And
but I've got some hard drives and a couple other things I'd like to destroy before I throw them out.
Right.
I've heard of people doing all kinds of things, but I have no clue how I want to do it. I'd like to find me one of those grinders and grind it all up, but that's
not
going to happen.
You know, you can use a grinder and, you know, if I mean, but I'll tell you, if there's a hard drive that I want to destroy, I mean, and I mean, I'm talking about, I really want the data to be gone for good, is that you have to shatter the platters. Okay. And you got to take a hammer to it and you just keep going until that thing is all to shreds. I mean, you can use, like there's DBAN and there's Eraser. If you can still, you know, if these are hard drives that you can actually put into an enclosure and a USB enclosure and then plug it into a computer so you can use a utility to wipe the drives, you know, you can do that. But if it's truly like financial sensitive data, I know it sounds crazy, but I will give a computer away to somebody with enough money that they can go buy a new hard drive. If the computer still is in working order. Again, the utilities are called Eraser and DBAN, but there's nothing like a good old hammer to get your frustrations out and to destroy the older hard drives for good. Really appreciate your call today. Coming right back, is somebody snooping on your phone when you're asleep? I will tell you how you know for sure here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, have you ever wondered if someone's snooping on your phone while you're asleep? There are actually a few clever ways you can tell if someone has been rummaging through all your devices. Well, for starters, most smartphones have a built-in way to see how often you're using each app. It also tells you how much screen time you're racking up and maybe how many times a day you unlock your phone. It's this nifty feature called the Screen Time Report. That's where you should be checking first. Next, I want you to unlock your phone and swipe up, and you'll see any recently opened apps that your snoop probably didn't close. And then finally, you can check your phone's browser history. Now, if you use Google Chrome, here's another trick, is that you can see your entire web history from another device. So even if the information was wiped from your phone, your history might be recorded someplace else. And if you're worried about snoops, well, of course, you can say, I'm going to sleep with my phone on my pillow. That's not a good idea. If you're worried about snoops, put a biometric password in, and whatever you do, keep your hands close to you so they don't take your finger and try to open your phone that way. Hey, thanks for joining us, and thanks for being here. And don't forget, the show never ends 24/7. You can find me over at komando.com. That's with a K, of course, KOMANDO.com.